Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depot Provera claimant on the line, Miss Raquel Langford. Can
Okay.
you assist her?
Yeah, go ahead and transfer. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well. All right, Raquel, I wish you the best of luck and you guys both have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Raquel. My name is Courtney and this is on a recorded line. And I'm calling, you're calling in regards to the Depot Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and Raquel, you wanted to see if you meet the requirements today to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and then you did not have an attorney at this time, correct?
No.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or advice or any signed any documents with any other law firm regarding this matter, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then I some reason the phone number doesn't generate. I know this is not your phone number, so let me go ahead and get your number. What is your phone number? 248-847?
Yes.
9713, that's your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes it doesn't transfer, so I just want to make sure I have your number. And if any time, Raquel, we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 phone number. I'm going to send you that number right now so you have it. Again, my name is Courtney on a recorded line, and I will be your intake specialist moving forward for the Depot Provera lawsuit. Okay. So really quick. Hold on 1 second. You are filing on behalf of yourself. You are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after taking Depot Provera for a minimum of a year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know your date of diagnosis, Raquel?
Yes. I received the injection in 2008.
Okay. When did the doctor tell you that you had the tumor?
It was 2018.
Do you know approximately like the month and date?
Yes, August. It was August the 8th.
August 8th? Okay. Thank you for confirming that. August 8th, 2018, correct?
Yes.
Raquel, what is your date of birth?
1/12/1981.
Okay, so we have January 12th, 1981.
Yes.
Did you have any friends or family members or anyone else that you know that was affected by the Depot Provera shot and needed help filing a claim?
No.
Okay. We just asked that question. If you do, you can always give them our information so that we can help them file a claim. And then Raquel.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. How are you doing today, by the way?
Every day is different. I'm okay today.
Okay, yeah.
Yesterday I had a bad episode, but, you know, every day is different.
Yeah, no, of course. My sympathy goes out to you. It's just a crazy how this happened. What, did you only use the brand name injectable of the Depot Provera? Is that what you were using?
Yes.
Okay, so you never switched to a generic brand for a minimum of 1 year. You only ever used brand name.
Yeah, it was just the Depot Provera.
Okay. And then you did use the Depot Provera for a minimum of 1 year, which is equivalent to 4 injections, correct, prior to diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you did use Depot Provera between the years of January 1992 to present date. You said you started using it in 2008, correct?
Yes.
Do you know the month and day you started using it, like approximately?
It was in July. I don't know.
July 1st?
Yes.
Like around that, because you started at the beginning of the month. And then when did you stop using it? Approximately.
I probably stopped using it like 2017.
Okay. And then what month and date? Approximately, would you say?
I would say October the 1st.
October 1st?
Yes.
2017? Okay. Thank you for confirming that. All right. Hold on one second. I'm glad to hear that you're having a better day today, but I know it's not. Every day is a struggle. Did you have to have surgery or anything?
I had to have a tumor removed.
Yeah. Did you undergo any type of chemotherapy or anything like that? Or did you have to?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry. All right. Hold on one second. I'm going to go ahead and we want to put everything in the case just to help support it. You know, it does help the attorneys and things like that. So any information that you can want to add, you know, we will. So you did say, okay, the meningioma. Hold on a second. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, female.
And then what's your marital status at this time, Raquel? Are you single, married, divorced, or widow? Single? Okay. And then I have your first name is Raquel.
Yes.
And then it's Langford, Langford.
Yes.
All right. All right. Thank you for confirming that. And then no suffix in your name, correct? You're not like a junior?
No.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
Yes. 364-90-2426.
So 364-96-2426.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have Raquel Langford5@gmail.com as your email.
Mm-hmm.
I have your primary phone number. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you?
Anytime.
Okay. And then what's your current mailing address?
16307
Edmore.
Edmore. Edmore.
Uh-huh.
Detroit, Michigan, 48205.
Okay. And that's a house? Or is there a unit number? Or just...
Yes.
It's a house? Okay.
It's a house.
16307 Edmore Drive, Detroit, Michigan, 48205, Wayne County, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, who was your diagnosing doctor? Do you know your doctor's name?
Yes. It was Thomas Giancarlo.
What is the last name?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm walking and I'm trying to pay attention, trying to go get my son from school.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. If you need to put me on hold, you can pick him up. Don't worry. I mean, if you're in a rush, I can get through it really quick. But if you want to grab him, it's not a problem. I can
okay,
wait.
Yeah.
To put,
Giancarlo. I can't pronounce it right. I'm sorry.
DiCarlo? DiCarlo?
Yes.
Okay. And he's in Detroit? Or he's in Michigan.
Yeah, he's not. He's in Michigan. Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. He's in. Yeah, I found him. He's in like Southfield. Okay. Yeah. DiCarlo. Is it D E and then C A R L O?
No, G I A N C A R L O.
Wait,
G-I-A-N-C-A-R-L-O.
There we go. Yeah, he's a neurologist. Okay, I found him. Sorry. Was he your treating doctor as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, perfect. Yeah. Put me on hold if you need to.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. And it's Michigan Neurology Associates is where you're. Is that where you? Where was the facility you were seeing him at?
Yes. One second.
Yeah.
I was saying I'm at Cashew in Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
What is it called?
30.
You keep breaking up. What is the name of the place?
I'm sorry.
What was the facility that you're...
Beaumont Hospital in Grosse Pointe.
Oh, my?
Beaumont.
Oh, Beaumont. I don't know why it keeps
breaking
buckling.
Up. You want to just call me in the morning? You want to just call me back in the morning or call me back in the house?
No, we're actually almost done. So,
okay.
Who is your prescribing doctor? Hello? Hello?
You said
there you are. Okay.
Your
prescribing doctor. Yes.
Dr. Andrea.
Uh-huh.
Abison. She was a gynecologist. I could spell the last name. A-B.
I found her.
E-S-S-I-N-I-I-O.
It's Addison. Dr. Andrea Addison, you said?
Yes.
All right. And did you have medical records or could you provide medical records if needed?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hold on one second. Okay. Where is Andrea located?
She's located on Maras in St. John Hospital.
Alright. And I can't find her name. Okay. It's A-N-D-R-E-A, Andrea.
Yes, A-N-D-R-E-A. A-B-E-S-S-I-N-I-O. A-B-S-S-I-N-I-O.
Okay, there, Abacino. I wasn't saying it right. Okay. All right, and then you do have medical records and you could provide them if needed, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then they do request an emergency contact number just in case something is unfortunate to happen to you. This is just so they can ensure continuing the case for you and your loved ones. Typically, they'll only contact the emergency contact if you become unresponsive for a long extended period of time. So basically, why does it keep doing that? You could put anybody that you want. Did you have somebody?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, who did you want me to go ahead and put?
Tyana Cox, T-Y-A-U-N-N-A-C-O-X.
C-O-X, okay. And then what's her phone number?
Her phone number is 313-600.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Ma'am?
One second.
Oh, okay, okay.
4636.
And this is just a friend?
Yes.
Okay, and you do give permission to contact her. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go over this really quick. You never had any prior cancer diagnosis, is correct?
No.
Okay. We're almost done. Hold on 1 second. 313. What's going to happen is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
No.
Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory. I'll send it to your phone and walk you through it, okay? Hold on 1 second. Your partners, this is... What was the name of that hospital, St. John? What was the hospital?
Damari. Damari. Hey.
Oh, he did so good today.
Oh, really?
Yes,
I'm sorry. I'm
no, you're fine. You pick him up. You're totally fine. How old's your little guy?
6.
I have a 7 and an 8-year-old, so I know.
Yes.
Fun age.
You got those gloves, Mookie. Yeah, put this down. It's cold as hell out here.
I was just going to say, do you guys have snow? Walk. Is it cold?
Yeah, it's cold.
Oh,
it's
I bet.
Oh, it's really cold.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now... Raquel, I'm just going to, let me just finish this up for you so I can get you off the phone and you can be with your son.
Okay.
Just so you know, a summarize, you are going to participate in the lawsuit. You are filing a claim on yourself for the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Okay.
You were diagnosed with a meningioma tumor on 8/8/2018. Your date of birth is 1/12/1981. You did use the Depo Provera for at least a minimum of a year. A total of 4 injections, and I think everything looks right. We have Thomas Giacciaro, I don't know how to say the doctor's name, and then Andrea Abstino as your 2 doctors.
Yes.
You have medical records, and then I have Tywana Cox as your emergency contact number. Was there anything else that you wanted me to add to the file to help support it that you can think of? I put that you had surgery, went through treatment.
No.
Not that you can think of. Okay. You can always add that stuff when you speak with the attorneys too, okay?
Okay.
So the system is generating your documents. Just give it 1 second. Okay, come on. What's it doing?
Okay.
Oh, did you have a pharmacy that you use?
Yes, CVS on Grasher. Come on, book.
Is that, what city is that located in?
Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. Ooh. Is it snowing there?
No, it's just really cold. It got to be like 30-something. It's cold in the mud. And I didn't have to go too far. I had to walk around the corner to get him from school. And it is
very... Oh, so you walk and pick him up? That's so cute.
Yes, until we get a bit. Until... Our car is down right now, so we got to get it fixed.
Yeah, but that's cute because he's so little that you guys can do that together. You know, it's like your guys' time. Oh, I love it. All right.
Yes.
So the system generated your documents. What I'm going to do is I'm going to text them to you, and I'm also going to email them to you. Whatever is easier for you to open. It seems like the text message is the easiest way. What you're going to do is you're going to click on the text message. It'll say Courtney at MassWorks sent you a DocuSign agreement. You're going to review and sign it. basically you press start, adopt and sign the signature, and basically just follow the prompt. It may ask you to draw your signature with your finger. And then once you do that, you press accept, and then press all the tabs where it's asking for your signature, and then press finish.
Okay.
Put me on speakerphone or whatever, and then let me know once you press finish, and I'm going to send you the attorney's information while you do that.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I didn't get the text, Brandy.
Hold on, let's see.
Did you
get a text message?
Okay, yes, I did. It was not the time now.
Yeah. It'll say like a DocuSign agreement, and then you press review and sign.
Okay.
Okay, were you able to figure it out?
Yeah, I'm waiting on it to pop up.
Pop up? Okay, yeah, it kind of takes a minute for it to upload.
Go look for my third chef to bring me my bag. Let's count 1, 2, 3 and reach up. Turn around. What a glass is that? You see my bag? You don't see no bag of candy up there? There you go.
I can hear her. He's so cute. Wait, is he in first grade?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they go so fast. I know I have a second grader and a third grader.